around an aleph of the days. Min hakavush. A person made a nether that he's not going to eat min hakavush. So in osra ele min hakavush al yerek. So kavush stam is only pickles, vegetables, pickled vegetables. Kavush ani toe. Osra becholak fushim. But if he said kavush ani toe, and Mefarish learns because he added because he added the hay. He left out the hay. If he said ha-kavush, so it means the specific kavush which refers to Yerek. If he said stam kavush, it includes all kinds of pickles, things that are pickled. The Ran has another pshat, including that one, that since he added the extra word shani towing, so he included more. If he just said, I'm usher to kavush, didn't make a difference if he said ha kavush or kavush, that's only vegetables, pickled vegetables. But if he said sha'ani toeim, he added those extra words, then that comes to include more. Those are the two different ways of learning the Mishnah. Min hasholuk, same thing goes. If he said, I'm ushering myself, min hasholuk, eino asur ela min hasholuk shel basur, that specifically means cooked meat. Sholuk shani toeim, but if he said sholuk, again according to the first pshat, he left out the hay, so it's more inclusive. Or he added, according to the second pshat, the word shani toeim, then also b'chola shalukim is also anything that's cooked. Rashi ain't also ela the kavush al yerek, the stam kavush yereku, aval omar kavush shani toeim, hoel the omar ki hay lishna, also b'chola kvushim, v'hu adin b'chol hanach, im omar b'sholuk stam ainu also. Right, except shaluk shel basar, the stam shaluk shelohen ainu ela basar, the dait elohavi ela basar, the darker is bashul is shaluk. Okay, so again, the shaila is what's the difference between kavush and hakavush, or kavush ani toeim and stam kavush? Okay, omar le ravacha berider of avil ravashi, omar dikavish mai, dishaluk mai, ditzoli mai, dimaliach mai, heichin mashma. Tiboy. So this is his teiku. So Shaila is, what happens if he didn't say kavush or hakavush, and he didn't add the word shani toeim, but he said, what's it called, osur alai dikavish. So is that like with a hay, or is that not like a hay? Is that like he added the word shani toeim, or is it not? Rashi. Omar konim dikavish alai, o disholik alai mai. Mi amrim dikavish domi kamandi omar hakavush. Right, is dikavish more like hakavush, right, or is it more like kavush ani toi? Okay, that's the take. Mishnah. Minatzoli ein osur ela minatzli shel basar. Divrei Yehuda. He says I'm not going to eat roasted. So hatzoli, according to the first shot, means the roasted, means meat. That's what Yehuda says. And sli shani toeim, same thing. If he'd said sli stam, or he added the word shani toeim according to the second shot, also becholat sluyim, then anything roasted, even roasted eggplant, would be also. Min hamoliach, ein also ela min hamoliach shel dag. If he said min hamoliach, that specifically means fish, salted fish. Midliach sheini toeim, also becholam meluchim. But if he said anything salted, right, when you add the word shani toeim, that includes all salted things. Dag, dagim, shani toeim, osur bohen, begdoli, mektan. If he said dag, dagim, so that includes both big fish and little fish. Bein maluchim, bein tfeilim, whether they're salted or raw. Bein chayim, bein mevusholim, whether they're raw or cooked. Salted or unsalted. Tfeilim means that they're unsalted. And chayim and mevusholim is that they're raw or cooked. Umotor b'toris trufa. However, it only means fish that are normally sold whole. But pieces of fish, toris trufa, is a certain kind of fish. I think someone say it's a tuna, that they sell pieces of the fish. That he didn't include. He meant fish, big fish, not or little fish, but not pieces of fish. Ubetzir, and surely, and the Bach, I think, adds morais. Surely, he doesn't ask for himself on the tzir or the morais. Is the fish juice and the fish innards. Those aren't included in dag or dagim. Hanoda min atzachana. He made a nether from tzachana. So then that includes even pieces of fish. Also b'toris trufa, u'mutar b'tziru v'morais. However, it doesn't include fish juice, and it doesn't include the innards of the fish. Hanoder mitoris trufa, but if you made a nether from toris trufa, then also b'tziru v'morais. That includes not only fish pieces, but it includes fish juice and the innards also. Rashi, dag dagim shani toim, dag mash megadol. A dog is mashma, a big one, and I think the Rambam says the reason is because if it's a big fish, then you consider them as individuals. Each individual fish is something important. But if they're little fish, like sardines or whatever, then one little one's not important, and it's dagim. And in the plural, they're important because there's a lot of them. Dagim mashma ketanim. The chivin, the omer shnehem, osur behen ben gedolim ketanim. Since he said dagim, she's osur in both big and small ones. Umutar b'toris trufa, dog shishmo toris, umokrit also b'chatichos. That dog they didn't sell whole, they sold it only pieces. Shalom noder el midag hanimkar shalim. When you said dog or dog, you meant a whole fish. So you didn't mean to ask yourself to dogim that are sold in pieces, cut up, not the whole. Ubitsir shaosim kirve dagim. Tsir is what they make from the innards of the dagim. The choshkim b'murai shein osim oselam yishumen shel dagim. That's the fish juice, fish oil. Osim b'tziru b'murai shtahani b'chlau trufi minu. Because when you said taris trufa, that includes the oil and the innards. Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, dag shani toim osim b'gdolim u'mutar b'ktanim. If a person just said dag, that implies big fish, not little fish. Daga shani toim, but if you said daga, osur biktanim umutur bigdolim. Daga means little fish, and not big ones. Daga shani toim. If you said both of them, osur bein bigdolim bein biktanim. Omer le rapopul abaya, mimai de dag shani toim godelhu. And you know, dag means a big fish. Dechsiv ayimen Hashem dag godel ivlo es yona. See, the word dag is used in conjunction with a big fish that swallowed up Yonah. That's where it says, Vokshiva ispal Yonah l'Hashem elokav mime'e ha-doga. Says he daven from inside the doga. So you see, doga can also mean a big fish. Where it says, holokasha, dilma palti dag gadol u'bali dag katan. Maybe originally he was swallowed up by a big fish, and then the big fish spit him out, and he was re-swallowed by a smaller fish. So, in comparison, the second one is called doga. It obviously can't be, it wasn't swallowed by a sardine, right? But it means that, what's it called, that in relation to the first big fish, this was a smaller fish. So you see, doga can also mean small fish. Ela doga mashma gedolim u'mashma ktanim. Enochinami. The word doga can mean big or small. Sometimes doga can mean big, and sometimes it means small. However, in common usage, doga refers to small fish, even though in the pasuk, doga refers to a big fish. Hanoda min atzachana, omer le ravina le ravashi, omer harei olai tzichin. He didn't say tzachana, he didn't say dagim, but he said tzichin. So tzichin can mean fish, which eventually become tzachana. Tzachana is the mixture of cut up fish with the juices and the innards or whatever, and stinks. So that's what tzachana means, something that has a foul odor. So tzichim mean fish, but they mean fish because of tzachana. So therefore, when he said tzichim mai, did he include the tzir and the morais? Right, because he used that lashon of fish, which includes all the different kinds of byproducts. Or no, tzichim means fish, and that's it. It's as if he said dag or dagim or whatever. Rashi. Halach achar loshem b'nei adam, shekorim dag l'gadol, v'daga l'ktanim. They call a big fish dag, and a small fish daga. L'hachi ki omer dag mutar b'ktanim. V'chi omer daga asur b'ktanim. V'chi omer dag daga asur b'shneim. Or in the Mishnah has dag dagim. Dag refers to big fish, and dagim refers to a lot of little fish. Omer harei alai tzichin, mi omer demi dagim mamish gomer. Tzichin is a euphemism for fish. Velo medaber mi dover acher, and therefore he's only osur with fish, but not the byproducts of the fish. Since he used the euphemism tzichim, so it's as if he said tzachano includes all of the byproducts of the fish also. So the Gemara says, teku, tiboye.